Blog Talk Radio.
Could not have planned that any better.
Good morning, Bellstar. How are you?
Good morning, Cannabis Kid. I'm doing swell. Bella's swell. How are you?
I'm doing great. Got a lot to talk about today. We've got...
Oh my gosh, we have a jam-packed show.
Jam-packed.
We need a guitar. Oh, it must be the coffee. Welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar. We'll have interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large.
You can call and bug us, or you can call and ask some great questions, or make some comments, or do whatever you like. 646-915-8421. Please email thctucson@gmail.com. Or you can blog your questions. You can actually email us, and we'll ask the questions for you if you're a little shy. Or you can get right on blogtalkradio.com/Weeds Day Wednesday and log in. Take 2 seconds to log in. And you can chat with us just like we're going to chat with our folks now. We have always a wonderful little chat session going on from people all over the place.
And, Bell, we also have our Facebook page, which has been breaking out with new information a little bit every day. You can also ask your questions on our Facebook page, which is THCAZ.
So yeah. facebook.com/Tumbleweed Health Center Arizona.
THCAZ.
Yeah, there you go. And we actually shared a link to the radio show so you can get on that way. It's all over the place. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Goodness gracious.
Listen right from your computer right now if you check out the Tumbleweed Health Center on Facebook.
And there are 54, 55 past episodes to listen to, so that's a lot of time if you're going on a road trip or something and you get bored.
Go for it.
And you want to hear all about the cannabis, then come on in. All right, we would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center for hosting our show this morning. You are not going to believe the news I have. Three is a charm. Switching sweets. No, not switcher sweets. We're switching sweets. We're moving. Yep, one more time, folks. That's it. 105, Suite 105, we're going to Suite 103. We get the outdoor patio, hardwood floors. Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Private doctor room.
Private doctor room. Yeah, fantastic.
Awesome. Oh, and the lounge area gets bigger. The library gets better. Oh, it's just going to be fantastic. So, private parking in the back, handicapped accessible, right up the ramp into the front door. We'll wheel you right in. So check it out. Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway. Just look in the center. We're in there somewhere. Come find us. Suite 105, 103. We'll be there. We're going to help you out. Come see us. You can send smoke signals. We'll find you. We will find you. We have a really fun show, a great show this morning. We have Dr. Beth Fisher on of Senior Medical Cannabis. And we are going to have her on in just a few minutes here. It looks like someone's on hold and ready to go. But guess what?
Yes.
Bieber got busted for bud.
I had that article.
Oh, did
today.
You?
Yeah.
I had
they found it on the bus.
Yeah, he wasn't on the bus, so they say.
Yeah. It's possible that it could have been his roadies.
Could have been.
But you know what?
Could have been him.
Who cares?
Yeah. Thank you.
Stress reliever. I mean, I can't imagine being a little rock star.
Well, I know how jacked up we get after doing an hour-long radio show. Imagine after like a three-hour concert with metal wings flying around the stadium. You might need a little.
He does metal wings?
Oh, yeah, you should see this.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle it.
Oh, it's really... Sorry, Justin. Just come to the studio here and talk to us live because we just want to see live. We don't want to see metal wings. All right. Justin, that's your invitation. Okay, Weed Day Wednesday. Oh, Growers House, 227 East Valencia for all your growing needs, because there are some of you that are way out in the middle of nowhere here that can still grow, and we love you for that. In fact, if you want to legalize marijuana, come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center. They have a petition to do so, and you can sign that, and by next live, we have to have 279,000 signatures But I'm pretty sure that we can do it. What do you think?
Now, Belle, do they have to be a patient to come down here and sign that?
Absolutely not. Anyone, great. Everyone, if you're registered to vote, and if you're not, we can even help you steer you good. In that direction to get registered. But if you're registered, come down here and vote for legalizing marijuana.
Yeah. Yay! So if you're not a patient, still come down here, check it out.
Yeah.
I'm sure the girls here at Tumbleweeds and the volunteers will help you sign the right petition. And like I said, you do not have to be a patient to walk in the doors of Tumbleweeds. Just be a patient to get your medication.
And you know, there it is. Strike them down. Sorry, sound effects, guys. I can't help myself. All right. Let's get to Dr. Beth Fisher. We don't want to keep her waiting. I think she's on. We've got somebody waiting to chat with us. So we'll go. I'm going to read a little bit about Dr. Fisher here. A nationally renowned speaker, blogger, and columnist specializing in all things medical cannabis for seniors, 50-plus years, Dr. Beth Fisher's warm, witty, and practical approach to life is fast making her a popular author. She created Senior Medical Cannabis to reach out and help seniors learn more about medical cannabis. She cuts through hip and slick trends to provide her readers with common sense and practical information, understandable scientific research results, and news in legal, legislative, medical, and social information relating to medical cannabis. Awesome. Well, let's see if we can actually get her on air here. Oh, and good morning to all our bloggers. Woo! All right, let's see. Okay, here we go. Good morning, Dr. Beth.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Oh, excellent.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I've been listening since 11. It's just a great start to the day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Thank you. And hello? Oh, no.
Hear me, Val.
Oh, okay. We're cutting out a little bit here. It must be a wacky internet line.
It should be. I live on a lake, so it's always unique.
Wow, lucky you.
So, Dr. Fisher, can you just talk
to me? And how are you two doing?
We're doing good.
We're doing awesome. We couldn't be happier to have you on our show and to be talking about cannabis and, 19 states and D.C. now? Doesn't get in, you know, climbing that ladder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Fisher, how did you get started in working with seniors and cannabis?
Go ahead, Bill. Would you repeat again, please? Get some static.
How did you get started with working with seniors and cannabis?
Oh, my gosh. I have been medicating, recreating. I listened to your interview with Doug Fine, which he's just incredible, isn't he? And I've been doing health maintenance since I was 15.
Wow.
And taking care of grandparents and parents and saying, try this and all of that good stuff. So I've been with seniors since I was old enough to grab grandmother's hand. Thank you.
Awesome.
Now you want, a longer answer is educated for many, many years. And tried for about 2 days, was advocating for cannabis, working with seniors, and was writing cookbooks for my seniors with special dietary issues. Low carb, no sugar for those who had diabetes issues, and watching for cholesterol and things like that. And as I was writing, I realized that seniors didn't have the manual. They have, if you were lucky enough, to watch Should Grandma Smoke Pot or Smoke Dope with Robert Platt. You know, he's so wonderful, and you've had him on before. And like, okay, now that seniors are in agreement and they're going to do this, now what? And there was no manual for seniors. So I began to write this manual. It was sort of a preface for my cookbook. And then I started, and all for years, seniors have been asking me about rubs and cannabis and how to feel better. So this is the answer to your question, Cannabis Kid.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent.
So when, with the whole thing with the, your patients, how do they find you and where are you out at the senior centers talking to them about it, or are you just, do they kind of stroll right in to see you, or how does that work?
It happens every single way. I can be speaking somewhere. I can be at any chain, any superstore. I could be in local grows. I could be at farmer's market, and there's some sweet little lady that will notice what I'm wearing, what we talk about. We might start talking about tomatoes, and it'll go into cannabis. I find them. They find me. It's all good. One of my is mom who is just as she can, and she tells me that when she was living in southern Texas, her parents would grow, and she loved the plant. She bought a necklace resembling the plant, and her friends saying, "Well, why are you in the weed?" It's like, no, this is just the plant that I love.
Oh.
She tells stories on putting fresh leaves, her mother putting fresh leaves in isopropyl alcohol, and it was called something very, and it was just what you put on. And as the father in my big fat Greek wedding always used Windex.
Windex, love
they
it. Love Windex.
Use the Verde Mota, okay? And it was just put on, and it for aches, pains, ills, sores, you know. And that's, yeah, I always have stories. Seniors find me. Find them. So, and in my travels, I find seniors have different attitudes, good understandings, and those who carried the memories of the past, and those who had parents and grandparents that used cannabis, they respond to that ethic, and they do, and they continue that tradition of herbal, as Doug Fine said last week, of herbal medicine, where that's essentially what cannabis is an herb. It's a plant.
It is. Yeah, our government has led people to believe otherwise. I don't think that most people know, you know, me now, but a lot of people commonly think marijuana is something along the lines of cocaine or heroin. They don't know. They just lump it all. They lump it all in the same category, and they really don't know. It is an herb. It's a plant. It's a weed, and it's an annual.
Yeah.
You know?
It's an annual.
It's a powerful voting group that they're... They need to know that when you use cannabis, cannabis takes care of 20 ailments versus the farm going big farm where one pill will produce 20 side effects, and then you need 20 of these, which will create a blossoming effect for poisoning your body.
Well, it's almost like that's what they have in mind and on their goal.
Yeah.
Big Pharma has that goal of just poisoning everyone.
Because
you're right. Once they have the one drug, that drug leads to 20 other side effects.
Right.
And you're like, well, maybe I should just stuck with my glaucoma or, you know, my arthritis medicine or, you know, any of that. Maybe I should have just stuck with the pain of the arthritis or whatever other thing that's ailing you. Instead of taking this other medication, which then you become on 40 other different meds. So,
what's your favorite way of consuming cannabis, as they say now? That's the word we're hearing out there in the world. We're cannabis consumers. We're not dope smokers. But how do you like to use it, and how are your seniors using it?
Seniors are using... you are seeing seniors use it topically first.
Oh.
Another senior that I know whose mother's in Florida is very innocent that she will use it all in her body. She will use it as a tincture. She will use it, but she will not smoke. Now, try to figure that one out. Old Reachback Floridian family knows about using cannabis. All of this, and yet she will not smoke. That's pretty indicative of seniors that begin the process that are not familiar to it. They ask if they, where do you hurt? And I might put, you know, I might hand them something. They might have picked up tincture, picked up oils or rubs, and I say, put it right on your AR node on your finger or on your hand. or on your wrist, just put it on. And you'll see within about 10, 15 seconds, they're moving their fingers. You know, the last experience was I did this with a patient and her children, and we all started crying. I mean, this is a person who ripped a steering wheel.
Oh.
And here she was clenching her hands. She'd given up gripping. I mean, she couldn't drive, she couldn't grip. So she put her hands in. Later, her there started to pop. You know how you crack a knuckle? Well, for her, she hadn't cracked a knuckle in years. And it was just, oh, my gosh, and the relief that was there.
Wow.
It was amazing. And everybody was crying for joy that we have something. So tinctures,
wow,
rubs, anything topical, then they'll try to eat the tongue or they'll try something else. But I think the last point that my seniors who are not familiar with the benefit of cannabis, the last thing they'll try is a raw bud.
Dr. Fisher, are the dispensaries allowed to give out tinctures or sell tinctures and any of the medical rubs? Is the concentrates a big deal up in Michigan?
It is. I'm so glad you asked that, Cannabis Kid. There is a new ruling from the state that says that this is a real shame. Now, I had just gotten one trip out to Jersey, and a few weeks later this happened, so I did a field trip. No, I'm not going to speak with you. I did a field trip to the east side. I live in the west side of the state, almost totally different than the east side. So I got myself home on the east side because I'm a Flint, Michigan girl. So nothing, you know, you can live as strong as you can be. Went over to Flint, you know. This is what seniors want. They're very upset. Seniors there that I spoke with and two or three patients, they were livid. They were just livid, pounding the desk, asking, why are you taking my medicine away from me? I vote. Now, that's something that I've talked about, and I've been listening to a few of your shows, is the simple fact that, I'm sorry, I'm going to just use a bad word. You don't piss off your grandma or grandpa. You just don't. I'm sorry. You just do not make them mad like that. That's called, I call that mama boca. And you don't, oh no, you do not, no way. You just do not
you
do that. And when you have seniors, I rate seniors both. So I think 2014 is going to be a real powerful year. They haven't decided. There's got to be another court case, kid. And in that court case, the Supreme Court will give a final ruling on the having tinctures, concentrates, dabs, RS oil. And RS oil, most important, that is saving lives. It's saving more. Boom. They've just said if it doesn't have a bud in it, it doesn't count.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is awesome.
Crazy. Wow.
Who said that again? Dr. Fisher?
Are you with us?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, I still am. I'm just listening intently.
Oh.
Who said that if it doesn't have a bud, it doesn't count?
If it doesn't have leaf matter in it, it doesn't count. In other words, if you would have the most perfect level you'd ever want to see, if it did not have leaf product under it or on top, nothing. That's what they're proposing. But it still has to go to review. There's been a new court case on that one. So then the Supreme Court has that one to this one, it'll be a mess. But, you know, you make enough genders, especially seniors, mad enough, they are going to take their votes and vote for the one politician or the two politicians that are pro-cannabis at this point. Because they are taking their money at the tune of $256 per original recommendation and paperwork to the state. And then they're not making it available. And I would wonder when one litigation against the state, the same way that Jersey has litigation against the state of preventing patients from obtaining their medicine.
So I just, I'm blown away by hearing all this, but I mean, it's very similar on a lot of the states around
and
here in the United States and
in
Tucson
Arizona.
And Arizona.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, how are the seniors, they are coming to you and they are they having a little more of a stigma, or are you finding that stigma is just kind of all across the board, or are the seniors having a harder time with it?
Oh, just a cannabis kid. I don't know if you've been following a blog or my blog. Is I have been traveling first to Colorado, Denver, Boulder, then to the Western Slope, then to California. I covered the Cannabis Cup for the 420 Tours. California. I just came back last month from Jersey, where I saw what was going on there. I'm still shaking my head. I'm back here. I fly back to California next week. So, and then later in the year, I'm going to do the Northern California, Oregon, and Washington tour. The reason I do that, and this is all in answer to your question, is different states in our country have different cultural expectations when it comes to cannabis. And in this really magical, wonderful time, I am trying to chronicle that by shutting my mouth and listening to seniors, families of which seniors belong, nursing home settings, anything that has to do with that, and reporting. And just telling the story of what I see.
Huh.
So getting back to it, seniors in Jersey are still of the mindset, well, I can get it from the guy down because my dispensary is not even open. It's a building if I'm in southern Jersey, but it's not open. I'm in the middle part of the state. There's no dispensary for me to go to. And if I live in the north of Jersey, there's one dispensary in Monmouth, but they only provide for about 100 patients.
Yeah.
Wow. Very limited.
Exactly. But you can go down the street and get what you want from whomever, but it might not be the medical strength you need.
Well, you don't know how.
Might not have those high CBDs.
Well, and you might not.
That's Jersey.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, so I do Jersey. Let's talk about Colorado. Colorado, this is all normal. It's not normal, capital N-O-R-M-L, as in typical. You tell your doctor if you are a cannabis user. It's no big deal. You're telling your doctor you've been a cannabis user for 10, 15 years. It's not a big deal. You tell your medical providers. I was in a hotel in Denver, Colorado, with a colleague when we were doing the data collection for and we were discussing sampling, and the assistant was using, and this is in the fall, reading a sealed, open, and says, what do you think? You know, smell, do you smell, do you, you know, look at this, is it really, you know, questions like that. I, as a girl, I'm going, my first thought is, oh, my God, put that away, you know, right on the verge of cannabis cup, beginning that Friday night, I'm thinking, and the next thought was, Keith Stroop just walked in the elevator doors with his group. And what am I worried about? You know, this is Denver. It's not ideal. No one approached us. No one asked us to put it away. Things like that. Now, you're in California, and everybody's used to doing the shuffle. In other words, the dispensaries are open one day, they're next. So they just shuffle. You really want to be consistent with your product, you don't go to dispensaries. You go somewhere else because you know that they're about natural growing. They're picking strains that will benefit standing. So it's so different, absolutely so different. All the way to going to the Minneapolis airport. There's nothing there, and yet, you know, hundreds of miles away, it's very different in a lot of places.
I love how you did all the research and you really, you know, checked out what each person was feeling and understanding each, like you said, cultural. It's very, very cultural from state to state, and finding out what each state outlook and agenda is on the cannabis. It's really great. I love hearing about that.
What do you think about our state fully legalizing it across the nation? When do you think that'll happen, and what kind of program do you think our country will roll out for us?
You know what? There are, you ask my political opinion. That's one thing that I can. There are so many avenues of lobbying. There are so many back areas of support for politicians. When do I think? I think it will happen when the politicians who are coming up for election understand that public wants this. They want to stand behind it because new wave of people to support them. And I'm sorry, it's very jaded, but that truly believe. And I know you guys have discussed, you know, how many people, the organizations that benefit from incarceration of individuals with cannabis. You've gone over that. Benefits from prohibiting cannabis. That's all been said. But when the politicians were pretty, let's put it this way. They wear glasses that I have been spray painted black. They really do. They don't know what they want. They listen to the people that are and willing to support them. So if they go out and they listen to the people that can pull the voting button or punch or whatever we're doing now, then they'll understand if they're not on board, they're going to be swept away. The same way we thought horses were going to be forever in early 1900s, boom, the same way. Politicians, if they don't get it, they will be gone. They will like, oh, yeah, forget this. What are we up to now? What did Doug Fine say last week, 80%?
Yeah.
30% on any other issue, it would have already been done and over with, especially medicine.
Mm-hmm. But those pharmaceutical companies are just raking it in right now.
They have a lot of control.
They do. Dr. Fisher, I forgot my question. with everything that's going on, what do you think the angle would be on educating these politicians and the people that are making these decisions? Where do you think we should start? I mean, because obviously information and the education's out there. Who has to do this? I mean, who has the power to go up and the authority, really? Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. The authority or the key to get to these people and say, hey, you guys aren't understanding. I mean, because then we could also talk about, is it a money issue? I mean, they're just getting paid to not bring it in because they get so much more money from the pharmaceutical companies for keeping it legal.
It is. What I think will happen, I want a bumper sticker that says Mason Tvert for president. That's what I want. Okay. Mason Tvert, Steve Norm, I mean, the crew out in Denver did a great job. Jason Lobb is doing a great job. Make him vice president, whatever it is, until the politicians understand that this is going to happen, then they're going to fight it. So you might as well just clean up and get it out there. Mason Tvert and his crew have just done so much to push this cause.
Mm.
Yeah, he'd get my vote. And
right.
What do I say to typical politicians for 2014? If you want to win and you want that senior vote, you need to contact me. Because I can put you in front of a focus group of 300 seniors that are going to tell you, are they going to vote for you, are they not, and why. It's very simple. Give them their medicine, their maintenance, recreational enhancement. Give them their medicine. It's as simple as it gets.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Dr. Fisher, with the other groups that you're working with, do you see any of them coming forth and wanting to talk to you a little bit more about cannabis as medicine? And I know it says that you worked with your special education teacher, a consultant, business, university professor, administrator. Are any of those other groups coming towards to you and saying, hey, you know, I want to know a little bit more about what this cannabis does, and are you seeing people coming out of the cannabis closet like me and Belle always talk about?
Okay. As far as academia, yes.
Yes. And what are they asking, or what are they, are those common questions on, like, what's about, or are they asking for, like, I guess steering them in the right direction on how to start using cannabis?
Did we lose you? Dr. Fisher? She is at the lake, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe she was kayaking and went under a bunch of trees, or I don't know. Well, okay, we'll wait for Dr. Fisher to come back. Let's just see our technical thing. Well, she's apparently still, I'm not sure. We'll just hang on the line here.
Okay.
Well, imagine if a phone fell in the water, someone says. Imagine if her and Robert Platshorn.
Oh, I know.
My God.
Well, she said she's already been talking to him, or following him. So.
Yeah, imagine what's going to happen there. Yeah,
he probably needs a good doctor on his side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll have to hook those guys up.
Aww.
Wow.
United, and it feels so good.
Don't make me, I'm not even sitting there. Oh, my goodness.
So I have a couple, you know, stories that we could actually talk about from Facebook that I've been getting information on. Our great peeps at AZ Med Testing always have a great amount of stuff that they share. So I'm getting to that right now.
Okay.
Switching that over. I was on the Tumbleweeds website, from the Cannabis Kid website to the Tumbleweeds website.
Looks like we're still on air. It's 8:30.
Hey,
well, I don't even know if we are anymore.
What?
Are we on air anymore?
I don't hear anything.
Okay, let's see. Let's ask our bloggers. Can you hear us? Oh, okay. They say yes. All right,
you can hear
us?
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
All right, keep going.
All right.
All right.
So I have these articles.
And we're actually going to try, we have not done this in a long time. We do product reviews and strain reviews. We've done a bunch of strain reviews. That's always fun. But we're actually going to test a product today. And it is the Atmos vaporizer pen for herbs. You put your dry herbs in here. So
mm-hmm.
Should we do this while we're waiting? Or
is it dry herbs and...
No.
Is it just that?
Just dry herbs.
So it's a little handheld pen.
Yes.
It looks very similar to the electronic cigarettes, about the same size that you're seeing out in all around town right now. People are, you know, switching from smoking cigarettes to these e-cigarettes. This is just
a
different way to vaporize your cannabis, which is a healthier approach.
Yes.
Even though that cannabis smoke has shown no negative effects on the lungs.
Yes.
And there's
in
been...
fact, lung improvement, actually.
Lung improvement,
yeah.
With Dr. Irvin.
Oh, Rosenfeld.
Rosenfeld.
Oh, yeah, his
Irvin
lung capacity
Rosen.
Is like 101%.
He is a cigarette smoker.
Wow.
He's a cigarette smoker and a cannabis smoker, and he actually has better lung capacity
than probably most non-smokers,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. So a lot, you're going to start seeing a lot of these things come out.
I think we got Dr. Beth back, actually.
Oh, awesome.
So let's try that real quick. We'll see if she's
back. I don't know when I stepped, but, you know, it's just keep on going.
It was right when I asked the question about other...
Oh, she dropped again. Are you there?
Oh, no. Other people in your work that, you know, with in your special education, your business groups, how are they coming? Are they coming to you and asking you about? And we dropped you right at the end of that question.
Okay. Well, that was my best answer, Cannabis Kid, of the whole program. That was the best answer. That's why it was so long. I'll make it. You've got your, let's start at the academic level.
Okay.
You've got your heart. Jeffrey Rager leads the pack on doing great research on cannabis use for patients. So they're coming on board. The social science, seeing dissertations being written with cannabis in the area of social work, the area of nursing. You're seeing the American Cannabis, the American Nursing Association coming up. I just did a review of a book I had an initial meeting with a doctor in Jersey who's going to be writing a 300-level intro to pre-med at like the junior level university, writing a textbook on medical cannabis. So people are reaching out and going with the in education only are coming to me. Parents, I think they know where to go, and they're not, and that's, you know, that was a decision that I made to work with, you know, work with 50 and over.
Wow. Well, Belle and I were just talking about how you and Robert Platshorn should get together.
Take the nation by storm.
Oh, he's, yeah. He's a great guy. I just emailed him last week. Oh, yeah. Here, he, yeah. When he can figure out, he has writes my book, The Senior's Guide to Medical Marijuana, and it's a how-to book for seniors, and it's online e-version through Amazon. And Robert's just got to figure out how to do it and transfer it over, and he's going to give it to seniors. So, no, Robert Platshorn's always been my role model on reaching out and working with seniors.
And what's the name of your book again?
The name of my book is The Senior's Guide to Medical Marijuana, and it's available as an ebook at Amazon.com. And basically, the book takes seniors from the beginning, first talk to the doctor to figure out whether your doctor will provide you with a recommendation, finding out where there is a doctor who will review and the cannabis. I hate using those terms, but that's the one that we can identify and understand quickly. And moving to how to work with the dispensary, talking with a caregiver, interviewing what you need, and it takes you through why you want to decombox when you're getting your medicine ready, into when, not why, what are studies. I take it all the way down to what to do if you need to get hungry and what to do if you don't need to get hungry. The munchies, that's it. Now, I would say that depending on the development of strains, especially the strains that were in Colorado where I was, you don't see that anymore. I didn't have that appetite stimulation or the munchies there that I did in other locations, just because I think that the growers are so educated and they're just way out in the front of product of genetic development, that I think that there are strains for that, there are other strains for that, and there are strains that you don't get the munching.
Right. Wow. This is a great one to download. This is, can you print this out and show our seniors too? Are you going to have an actual book that I found? A lot of our seniors don't have computer capabilities.
Okay, Belle, I could not hear any of that. So if you could repeat it, or Cannabis Kids seems to come through better.
For the seniors that don't have computers, where do we get a free copy of the book?
Still nothing.
Dr. Fisher, are you there?
Yes, okay. I can hear you.
Belle was asking if we don't have we can print out the book and let our seniors use it, because some of our seniors don't have access to computers and the internet.
I think we may have lost her.
No. Excuse me. It just, I'm trying to understand that one, maybe one way you're not, but this, could you repeat it one more time? And
would we be able to print out a book, or do you have a physical book that we would be able to, we have a lending library at home, we'd be able to lend it out to some of the senior citizens who are not able to get on the internet or don't have access to the computer?
Nope, I did not. I'm sorry, I just didn't get that, and I'm doing everything I can to turn the phone the right way.
It's okay.
I'm waving it at the lake. I'm there going, okay.
You guys. All right.
Oh, well, perfect. Perfect.
We got it now. Well, we
down.
There we go. Let me ask. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dr. Fisher.
I was going to say, my question for you, too, is in your area, is the biggest challenge for seniors with regards to the process of talking with their doctors, obtaining their recommendations, and continuing? And then second, my second part of that is how, what specifically does tumbleweeds have grandma friendly or senior friendly?
Okay, I think I understand both questions. I think the biggest challenge for seniors is actually requesting to use cannabis from their doctors because they are afraid they will lose their medications that they're on. They'll lose their doctor. And it's actually, there was a law just written a few months ago that said here in Arizona, doctors can't deny you access to your medicines if you're using cannabis. So I think that's a big challenge. We've heard of many seniors that will go to their doctor and say, hey, I prefer to use this, and they stop their meds right on the spot. And that's very dangerous and scary for them. So the approaching the doctor is the biggest problem. We have a lot of educational resources here for everybody, not just seniors. And we do have the names of a couple marijuana cannabis-friendly doctors that they can actually call upon. But we do encourage them to, you know, be honest, but discretionary, you know, with discretion, because their doctors still, they're not following that law. So we encourage them to come in here and talk to us, talk to the doctors that we know that are cannabis, pro-cannabis, and to check out the educational information that we have, a lot of books on, you know, everything growing to cultural law to spiritual uses. And now we'll have your how-to. They can read that as well, which is going to be fantastic. And there's a quote here on the, or a comment on the internet, their insurance companies, they're afraid their insurance companies will drop them as well. So there are a lot of fears out for seniors, probably in all states, but that's what we've seen here, is doctors drop patients on the spot. It's very dangerous and frightening.
Really irresponsible of the doctors.
Yeah. Very irresponsible, and they have forgotten their Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. And when they do give the opiates and the other medications, just there's this downward spiral of health for seniors. It's just incredible. And they don't want to, and they're caught in that trap as well. They're caught in a trap where the pharmaceutical companies are doing everything that they can to prevent seniors, to prevent the doctors from opening their eyes and seeing them. There are doctors out there. There are systems out there to get help. And I'm sure that it's you guys out there, education programs for the doctors.
Well, that's another thing we need.
Am I correct?
Well, educate the doctors, but the law enforcement as well.
Law enforcement, I think, is one of our big things, but also going back to the people who are making the decisions to keep this illegal. I mean, we need to get those politicians and the lawmakers into some of our education trainings to teach them, you know, and this is where I'm saying, is it about the education, or is it about the money that they're getting from other places to not legalize this?
Mm-hmm. It's about that.
Because, really, I mean, if they want to and they really want to help people, it really wouldn't be that hard to, you know, get the education. All of everything is online. It's not like it's being held captive somewhere where they can't get to it. So it is annoying.
Are you there? Well, we're going to have to figure. It looks like someone wants someone else. We got another live caller. Let's see if we can get them.
Yeah, you have another number. It's I will do anything for you guys to make sure that we keep this program going. I think you're right, but I think that with I think Patients Out of Time, Mary Lee Mather, I think that the American Cannabis Nursing Association,
I know that more medical schools are considering these things as a way of saying you need to have this understanding. And with that, then you're creating that new generation. I do want to say something that I've been hearing in more of the non-senior locations is that when you ask a question about medibles, that most recreational users I talk to that are under the age of 40 will go, oh, medibles, oh, yeah, and that's an old person thing. And I'm like, great, thank you. I just want to let you know that.
That's awesome. They're all, the young kids are using the BHOs and the waxes and the whatever. How do you feel about those kinds of things?
I'm sorry, say the what?
The concentrates, the wax.
Oh, okay. Here's the concentrate we all talk about, we all believe in, and we're desperate at stage four. We're talking about an oil. We're talking about RS oil.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask me these things, of course. Shauna Banda says that if it wasn't for how she treats the RS oil and how she puts it in her vaporizer for an extended amount of time, she can't get the relief she needs from the Crohn's disease. So you're talking about are these concentrates working for patients who are at stage four? Absolutely. They have, there's limited options for them. RS works. RS heals. And so, yes, if you need it, take it. Now, they have they're really strong, but if you need it, you need it.
Yes.
And it's not
I'm not personally a, I don't want an out-of-body experience. I don't. When I medicate, under the state of Michigan, there's nothing for insomnia. It's only for pain. I have health issues that require me to treat pain issues, but I use it to zonk out. If I'm zonked out, I can deal with anything in the day, but when it bothers me is at night. So I use cannabis to zonk out.
Well, that's the most important part, is allowing your body to get that rest and rejuvenate itself. And if you're not getting that rest, cannabis as a sleep aid. I think a lot of people, I think they need to get rid of Lunesta and all these other ones that are, causing all sorts of other stuff. But one thing me and Belle were talking about was the use of it. Younger patients are using it, or just even younger people are using the concentrates, and the older people are using the medibles. Now, are you seeing that as a bad thing that maybe the younger generation is getting their hands on these and using it as an out of body experience, like you said? To just, get away?
I guess I go back to last week's interview you guys had. You want to come home. You want to relax. You don't want to think about what happened during the day. And how you use it, that's up to you. Are there going to be individuals that abuse? Yeah.
Yes,
are there individuals that abuse alcohol? Yeah. Are there individuals that abuse chocolate? Oh, yeah. There's just going to be a percentage of outliers who use it for purposes other than they were determined. But as Dennis Perrone wrote, it's all medicinal. If you need to have that much, your body's telling you need something, or your brain's saying you need something. I'm in the medical area for seniors who need it so they can live, so that they can live fuller lives, so they can be that health issue. They can be healthy for the first time. Their knees don't hurt. They have an appetite. They're not wasting away because they have no appetite. These are the patients that I see. And I also see my seniors recreating, laughing. I mean, who doesn't like medicine that doesn't make you feel good?
Exactly.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So true.
Oh, yeah, and it does make you feel good.
Yeah, side effects may cause
happiness and laughter. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not in this country.
Really, a really good book, if you really are into this whole mindset is Joan Bellow's book, J-O-A-N, Bellow, B-E-L-L-O, and she is one of that old guard, old guard of the original research on cannabis. And her book is called, she has a few, but the one that I really like is The Benefits of Marijuana, Physical, Psychological, and Spiritual. And she wrote this, oh my, it's out of Susquehanna Press, or Life Services Press out of Susquehanna. Her last edition was in 2008. Her first writing was in 1996. And she talks about individuals and how some individuals, especially in our country, want they're on an alcohol route. It's that aggressiveness, that social lubricant that lets you say what you want or lets you hit and get mad and smash things. And she writes about the what happens when individuals move from that to using cannabis, that they're thoughtful, that they're insightful, that they pause, that they slow down, and at the same time their brain processes are excited. It's almost as if the commercial that was going to be broadcast last weekend out of Mason Tavert's group about alcohol and versus cannabis, or beer suggests to try cannabis versus beer, that was going to be shown at the race, that, you know, it's kind of that. She writes it, they had a commercial on it. Right. But it's a great book. If you really, you know, if you're interested or seniors are interested, that's a great book.
Well, I know myself, I know that since I've been using cannabis, just have been incorporating meditation into it and just really having that time to yourself to smoke and be by yourself really, really helps. It really, it like you said, it is a spiritual ritual. Or spiritual, whatever you're thinking about, it could be that. Mm-hmm. You could be a Christian, a Catholic, a Jewish, whatever.
Non-denominational.
Using it as a stress reliever, coming home at the end of the day, and like you said, forgetting everything that happened, and just using it as a stress reliever, like people do with alcohol that abuse it, and it also causes, you know, liver problems, all kinds of that stuff. But, and like you said, it doesn't have that violent effect on people.
Well, and I always say, what's wrong with a little bit of happy? There's so many negative things in the world, and like you said, Dr. Beth, you come home, you want to relax, have a little cannabis, you know, have some supper, read the paper, whatever,
right.
You know.
Relax.
Yeah.
And think about that ramifications for parents who have, so their children can see them happy instead of angry. Throwing back that scotch at the end of it for happy hour, being grumpy, then being sleepy, and then nodding off, and then having a headache the next day, versus parents who medicate, they see them happy, helping, tucking their children into bed,
part
and
of their
going
life.
From there. It's different, and yet who would be arrested and the children would be taken away? It's just insane. So Cannabis Kid, yes, and Joan Bellow also includes a great big section in there on meditation. So definitely, if you're looking for some more information on this, she's got a great section in it. And there are others. There's a woman by the name of Cindy Welch who's writing a book on cannabis and meditation, and she's out of Denver.
I'm really glad you brought up the child, the parents and the children, and seeing them happy. I volunteer at Tumbleweeds on occasion and help out with the medication hours. And I actually had a gentleman come in who had just switched over. His doctor told him that he should try out cannabis, and he was one of the happy hour people. He'd get home from work and slam down a couple bottles of wine and then pass out. He said he was really irritated with his kids when they'd asked him to help him with his homework. He switched from cannabis as his happy hour. He switched from alcohol to cannabis for his happy hour, and he is now helping his kids out with school. He's never been so happy, and this guy was healthier. Yeah,
yeah,
this guy, I mean, it was a big guy, and he kind of scared me at first, and he kind of got a lot gentler as the time went on, as he was using cannabis.
Absolutely. And can you imagine how somebody that big and that angry would be if you were a little kid and that was your dad?
Oh,
they must just love him now. He must be like a big old bear that they just climb right on over.
Yeah. It warmed my heart when he told me that story, and I was just like, I couldn't imagine. I mean, he had a lot of anger, you could tell, because that's why he was drinking. And talk about the people with PTSD that have that fear and that stress that's just hovering over them at all times. It's the same people that have that locked up anger that's inside. Cannabis actually goes in and actually helps your brain sort out that anger. I mean, in a certain kind of way, it does that. So
yeah.
I really think everyone should smoke it.
Dr. Beth, we want to thank you for coming on with us this morning. Is there anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Back to the lake that has been raining for at least a day. I want to thank you, Bellstar and Cannabis Kid. Your program is just wonderful. My seniors are listening to it. They love it. I think Tumbleweeds, I can't wait to get there. I mean, I really want to come and visit you guys.
Yeah, come get some
Well, we would love to have you on when we got some more information and to just catch
thank
up again.
You. Thank you. If seniors want more information, they can go on either Facebook, Senior Medical Cannabis.
Okay.
They would go to my website, seniormedicalcannabis.com, and they can watch. They can see if they have a specific question. They can get a hold of me at seniormedicalcannabis@gmail.com. So that's about it. We're here to help. We're an information-based service only.
Dr. Fisher, do you have a Facebook account or anything like that?
Oh, yes, yeah. Senior Medical Cannabis. That's my Facebook account.
Awesome.
Well, and now they can go to Tumbleweeds and read it on our Kindle reader. We've got your book already downloaded, so they can come here and check that out as well. That's just wonderful. Thank you for writing that. That is going to be such a great help here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be doing additions as the years go on because in this magical time, you know what happens. It all changes. Thank you so much for having me on, and I look forward to the next time of speaking with you.
Thank you, Dr. Fisher. Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work, and we're really proud. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Sweet. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's great. Now
we'll be friends with her on Facebook.
And there you go. And we had, I think she called in from a landline.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, that second time around was a...
The whole first part of the show, if you need some clarification on anything, you can actually get and download transcripts of the show, although I don't know how good it's going to be. Little cutout marks.
I know I had a couple of our articles, I think I'd rather...
And we want to do our
product
test here,
Let's
too.
Let's do that instead.
Oh, my gosh, it's not 8:58.
Yeah. I was telling you, I was like,
well,
we need to hurry up.
You said wrap it up at like 8:30. That was like, anyway, here we go. Okay,
we're
going to do a little Atmos product test quickly here. So we were going to maybe we should do this next week.
We could
do
it next
week. And just, maybe we'll do that since we only got a couple minutes. I know you were all excited for our virtual vaporizing, but we'll do it next week. I think Cheryl Schumann may or may not be on, but if not, we're going to have a Canon News Hour, which we love.
Right. Get all the information that you guys are waiting to hear.
Talk, talk, talk.
Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few articles from across the United States and quite a few things that are going on in the cannabis world. And if you guys stay tuned next week, we will have all those articles on.
Yeah,
as well as, I think that'll actually be good. We'll have articles on and we'll actually be able to do
the product review. All right.
So
just to wrap things up, through August now, we've decided to do $50 Fridays. Our members are catching on. And so come down for your $50 Friday Canna Chat with Nurse Mary D. She is talking about cannabis and how it can help your ailments. This week, last week was chronic pain, so we're going to have a different discussion every Friday. And we're moving again, third time's the charm. I know it. Don't even look at me like that, Cannabis Kid's laughing. But we're only moving two suites away. We're at 105. We're going to 103. Much better space, nice outdoor patio. Anyway, just one of those things that happened. And let's see what's going on next Saturday is AZ MedTest second Saturday month meeting. Is that correct? Ward 6.
Normal. AZ for normal.
AZ for normal. What is AZ MedTest? They might
yeah.
be there too.
They might be there too.
Hey,
but
you know
yeah, AZ normal is always the
AZ
first Saturday of the month.
Second
Saturday of the month. So August 10th.
Yep, and that is at Ward 6, 3202 East 1st Street. And you can go there. They'll have the petitions that you can sign to legalize this incredible plant. Please do so.
And find out what more stuff you can do here
yeah.
in the Arizona community. Get involved.
Get
because
active.
The more people we have involved, the faster that this will happen.
Yeah.
So.
Get political. Get spiritual.
This is your country, not theirs.
And this is your medicine.
Your
so
medicine.
Speak up for
exactly.
it. There are a lot of people that are a little gun-shy about all this, but a little camera-shy. You don't need to be on cameras or carry guns. Just go down there and sign the petition.
Right.
Put your dark glasses on and a hat and a trench coat.
Your signature
put your duster
means
on.
A lot.
You're a cowboy. Put your duster on.
Yeah.
So next week, it could be Cheryl Schumann. It could be
and the Cannabis Kid.
That's right, with our Atmos Vapor Pen I was so excited to use today. Dang, just to wait a week. All right, we would love to thank Dr. Beth Fisher for joining us this morning, for all the great work she's doing out there, and for this book that she wrote. This is awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Beth.
We'll find
it was
a way
awesome.
To print it out or blow it up on the screen so all our seniors can see it here. We would like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, AZ Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, and Tumbleweeds Health Center for allowing us to use their beautiful space each week to host Weeds Day Wednesday.
In Studio C.
Stay tuned for more awesome shows. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway, Suite 105 right now. And get certified, $99. Get recertified. Come on down.
Yeah. And remember, if you are on SNAP or homeless.
Not homeless.
Just SNAP.
Food stamps. You get half off the city.
Half off the city. Drop it down to $75. So just make sure, because I know that there are people out there that are using medical cannabis now that are on food stamps that, you know,
could very much benefit
from having it, getting it from a health center and knowing where their medication comes from.
Yep. So check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and for Dr. Beth Fisher, check out on Facebook Senior Medical Cannabis. Lots of great information there. Lots of great information. We would just like to thank everybody for always coming on board, hanging out, and spending your Wednesday morning with We Say Wednesday. Remember, be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Thank you all. Woo-hoo. Have a wonderful Wednesday.